This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings, and none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Look, it was floated during the week and actually today that you and I should audition to do Amazing Race, Jade.
Yes, yes.
I think that's a crazy idea. Not crazy as in I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like crazy as in it would never happen.
I think it would be awesome fun.
I know that there's entertainment value in there, but I just don't cope well with these stressful conditions, especially when I'm in a foreign city.
But the way I see it, the producers of the Amazing Race, and this is because for those playing at home that don't know, Australia is having an Amazing Race, their own version.
Mm-hmm.
They would love to have a bitchy queen. They totally would.
I'm not bitchy all the time. You see, that's a myth.
That's the beauty of editing. You can seem bitchy and queeny at all times, even though that's the way they're going to edit you, Dave.
You're really convincing me to go on this show now.
Meanwhile, they're going to totally edit me and turn me into some sort of ranting lesbian.
Yeah, ranting angry lesbian. Is that what you want?
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I've noticed over the last, I don't know, month or so, it's just been basically every 5 minutes you want to talk about TV, and it's really making me feel like I'm about to be pushed.
How the tables have turned. I'm doing more and more TV segments lately.
Yes, exactly.
And do you know what's interesting? Tonight's TV show, neither of us have actually watched.
Yes.
Well, I have watched a little bit on YouTube, but I don't think that qualifies as one who's...
You're not an avid watcher.
I think I can be an avid watcher because this show only screens on a cable TV network in Pakistan. So unless somebody's, you know, going to bootleg me something or put it up on YouTube somewhere, then, you know, I'm not going to catch my weekly fix, am I?
Yes. I dare say it's a lot harder to get a hold of than, you know, some American show that's yet to air.
Yeah, exactly.
In Australia.
So the show that I'll be talking about tonight is called Late Nights with Begum Nawazish Ali. Now, I'm just going to premise this by saying one of my favorite things to do when I'm overseas is to watch TV,
mm-hmm.
watch local TV. I know it sounds very antisocial. I know it sounds odd to, sit in your hotel and watch TV. And it's not something I would sacrifice a whole day's trip to do.
Yes.
It's just that, you know, say after a long trip out, you come back to your hotel room. I like to watch TV.
Even the ads in other countries.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because there's something so special about watching local TV and watching local TV ads, because I feel that it's quite an insight into the culture.
Yeah.
I feel that it's very much a reflection of society and the local values, their humor, their dreams, their aspirations and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was overseas in India, when I was overseas in China and all that, I loved watching those ads.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like foreign TV shows are very special to me.
Yeah.
So this show, Late Nights with Begum Nawazish Ali, although I've never been to Pakistan, I've never seen the show when it's mm-hmm. actually on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I look at this in the same way that I would if I'm overseas checking out the local stations.
Yeah.
There's something very authentic about it. So basically, the reason why this show is special is because It's basically hosted by a talk show drag queen. Get this, Pakistan, a Muslim country where, you know, maybe gay people there aren't as liberated or don't have nearly the same amount of rights or freedom as we do here in Australia or anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. Pakistan has a top rating TV host, and that is a drag queen. I find it amazing.
Yes.
I find it absolutely astounding, and I love it. Begum Nawazish Ali has been hailed as sort of like the Dame Edna of Pakistan, if you will.
Okay.
She has a top rating talk show, and she interviews everyone from like local TV stars to film stars, and even politicians come on her show.
So she's like as big as like Rove or something?
I would say something like Rove or, if you will, Letterman.
Okay. Okay, so she's like Letterman.
Queen. Yeah, the drag queen version of Letterman. Her style's... It's interesting because she's always decked out in glamorous saris. Mm-hmm. So she looks fabulous. Of course you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
She's confident. She's intelligent. She's charismatic. And above all, she's flirtatious.
Ah.
There's something about her style that makes her so interesting to watch, you know. And now, because I don't live in Pakistan, I've never been to Pakistan before. I've only been watching documentaries about her life, and I've been, you know, hearing feedback here and there online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting because a lot of people say that the Begum, the way that she portrays herself as a woman, it's quite significant.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a woman in Pakistan to be that confident and to be that overtly flirtatious on TV or wherever,
yep,
is actually quite a statement. It's actually quite bold for a female character to be doing. For a female personality to be doing. So, and I also find it interesting that not all the guests that goes on the Begum show knows that she is a drag queen. Girl, how can you not know?
I'm sure there's plenty of people who, like, you see what you want to see, Dave.
Yeah, I think that's true. People do see what they want to see. But in terms of drag queen finesse, like the makeup and all that, I would give the Begum about a 7 out of 10.
So, like, because, okay, now I haven't seen any pictures of her or anything, but is she, like, so you've got the drag queens who, like, obviously are, you know, very much into the whole entertainment thing and, like, really overdo the makeup and all of that, and then you've got the drag queens who are more, like, very stylized. Mm-hmm. What kind of drag queen are we looking at here?
Put it this way, the Begum is not a clown. She is not there with, you know, ridiculous turquoise colored shades, although depending on the sari, it can be arranged.
She totally blends. She's very glamorous.
She depicts a high, you know, let me just explain. The term Begum is like the local word for lady or dame. Mm-hmm. So she's a dignified woman.
Yes.
She wears glamorous sari. She always has her hair did just right.
Mm-hmm.
Her makeup's immaculate, but never over the top.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is she can basically talk to anyone. Mm-hmm. She can talk to politicians and speak her mind and push those boundaries, and then she can go and talk to a local film star and flirt with a model or something.
Yeah.
She's very much a people person, and I love that. I love that a drag queen can be on TV and can be loved in the way that she has been loved in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit of background. The person behind it, so Ali Salim, the guy behind The Begum, he's actually a theatre actor and a screenwriter. And he actually rose to fame impersonating the iconic Benazir Bhutto.
Oh.
So I always thought it was really interesting because I'm like, how did he get this gig on TV? So I started to look a bit further back. How did The Begum start out? How did this persona start? And I realized that, you know, he's been doing drag and he's been doing female impersonation on TV and for comedy skits and whatnot for a number of years before he got his break.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just so clever for a Pakistani network like that to take a chance and to give The Begum a show of her own.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Australia is ready for something like that?
Well, you said Dame Edna, right?
Yeah, but like, again, in this generation right now, do you think we're ready to have something like that again?
Oh, I think they totally could, but I don't know that we've got the right personality.
It has to be the right personality.
Yeah, because I mean, this is no offense to any of the drag queens that are on TV at the moment, but all the drag queens that are on TV at the moment seem to be those very loud, over the top. It's not that kind of classy.
You want a multifaceted and charismatic character. I think that's what I would like to see.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to see just a stereotype on TV. We want to see a character that has, you know, a shades and texture to their personality.
Exactly.
Someone who's engaging to watch and doesn't feel like they're putting on a show.
Mm-hmm. Culture.
The attitudes and behavior characteristic of a particular social group.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I am a huge Sims fan.
Okay.
I may have mentioned it before.
I think you've mentioned it almost every other week. You love your Sims.
I have a tendency, like, I really love Sims, but I get addicted so easily. So
do
I can
you still
only play
it?
No. Well, I haven't played it for a while because of the tendency to get addicted. And at the moment, I've got so many other activities. I can't really afford to spend time, you know, and let's face it, it's normally 5 or 6 hours on, you know, Sims.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's like I could waste a day away on Sims.
That is sad.
Think of all the stuff that you can do in that time, Dave.
I know. I'm thinking all the stuff that I can do rather than play The Sims.
But I'm living someone's life anyway.
Okay.
So I do. I get incredibly addicted to it. I do really like the idea of, like, you know, I'd get really bored and I'd want them to move house.
Oh, okay. So you like the decorating part?
I do like that. Oh, let's get rid of everything and start again from scratch. That I think that's kind of the aspect that I like of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was going through all of this stuff, you know, because when I decided on interior decorating, or it's something that I don't really know. And if you come over to my house, like, my house is kind of a mishmash of ideas. Like, I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, like, someone who knows how to match anything.
But you find that a lot of young people nowadays aren't at the capacity to, you know, do that anyway.
No.
I feel that it's something that if you... What I would consider as a really cool home is something that is a collection of things that you've had over the years,
mm-hmm.
like from your holidays or from, you know, various things that you've bought over the years. And things kind of blend, but... things have to kind of stand out from each other as well. That's what I like. I don't like everything being very themed and very same.
Yes. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. I don't necessarily like that either, and I also don't have the time or patience to worry about it. But there was I did a couple of searches because there was a guy that I knew at one point who used to spend a lot of his time on this video game that was actually not Sims, that was... Basically, the entire game was designing rooms for your house.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, but I was like, oh, surely they've got these online. So I found so many of them, Dave.
Wow. And you got stuck decorating?
Yeah. Basically, all you do is you get, like, the type of room. Like, you choose, oh, I want to do the kitchen, I want to do the bathroom, whatever. And then they'll have, like, the style of room. And now these are the styles that are listed quite consistently. There's, like, contemporary, traditional, global fusion. I don't know what that means.
Global fusion.
It sounds fancy. New traditional. Transitional. Yes. And so what you do is you'll start with that style, and then based on that style, they'll bring up, oh, okay, these are all the styles of ceilings, these are all the styles of floors, these are all the styles of wallpaper, you know, everything you can come up with.
Now, Jay, do you feel inundated when you see all these options, or do you just get excited, get wet at the possibility?
I feel overwhelmed.
I feel overwhelmed because I'm just like, you know what? I was just really here to pick a couch. I don't really care if it matches the ceiling, and I don't care whether that's eggshell or creme brulee on the wall.
Yeah, well, and it's quite difficult just because you've got these options doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to match each other. And I'm terrible at knowing, you know, if things match each other. I'm just like, okay. And then I get there, I'm like, oh no, that's way too much. And, you know, I would rather someone do it for me and then I walk in. But it's quite interesting the amount that there was just so many different, and so you'd concentrate on the style of room first, and then you'd build the room, and then you could put the furniture in later.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd get it. So it's like all of this stuff kind of,
so what I wanted to find out is, because when I was younger, I used to play a game like that as well,
yes.
where not only could I decorate the rooms, but I could design the house.
Yes, they've got those for kids.
Yep. And it's like, it's kind of like MS Paint, where you draw a wall with connecting dots and a straight line and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have triangle homes because I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't get that complex.
It doesn't get that complex.
No,
the problem is, though, the quality of the 3D view or the quality of the screening looks worse than The Sims, and I can't stand that.
No, these ones, the ones that I found online were actually quite, they're very, so I don't know, Dave, if you've seen a lot of the, like, the real estate websites these days have, like, virtual tours of of inside of places.
The show homes and all that?
Yeah, so it's very much like that.
Okay.
That's it. So it's very much like sort of these real scale views of different rooms, I guess. And then I went on to apps because I'm a big apps fan.
So they have apps to help you interior decorate as well.
Yes. And some of the ones I found were there was this app called Painting Wall, and basically you use your phone and you will like take a picture of whatever your wall is, and then it allows you to put like different colors over. I guess to sort of layer over the top of the picture that you've taken, and then it allows you then to look at what the paint, what it would look like to be painted. So before you actually go and paint, because I don't know if you know this, Dave, but you know how when people want to do painting samples, sometimes they'll do like a little strip or whatever up the top and just look if it matches the room.
Yeah.
Whereas this will do it like on your actual phone for you.
But the problem is, how can you make sure that that's the right shade of color when you're at the paint shop?
Well, I guess that's when you have to hook it up to some fancy whiz bang thing. I don't know. I didn't follow through and paint the walls. Couldn't get permission. And then I found this other one app that I thought, you know, once you've got everything painted, and there's this Feng Shui.
Oh, app. Of course. Yeah. Feng Shui. Do you believe in any of that, by the way?
I don't know.
Do you practice?
No.
The only thing that my mum's told me, and she's not a devout follower of Feng Shui or an observer for the matter, is that she doesn't like having cacti in the house. She won't have a cactus in the house or anything. If we need to have a prickly plant like that, it has to be on the door front, on the outside.
Okay.
Because the prickliness is meant to ward off evil spirits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whereas if you have it on the inside, it's kind of prickling away all the good luck.
Oh, interesting.
I know, but hey, what if the badness is on the inside? Can we prick that out? That's what I used to say when I was younger, but...
Can we prick that?
Can we prick that out?
But basically this app is like some sort of essential pocket guide where it's got videos and tips and songs, Dave. There are songs that go along with Feng Shui.
Oh, okay. Is Enya one of the artists? Because Enya is very Feng Shui to me.
Really?
Or André Rieu.
I would have thought that both of those would be too Western.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I look very forward to what you've got in store for me tonight.
You know what? I thought I would be exceptionally voracious tonight and not just review one album, but just bring three in.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's roughly three because one of them technically hasn't completed an album yet.
Okay.
But she's giving her music away for free.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's special is, you know, just to focus on three up and coming pop artists who are giving away their music for free on the interwebs.
Now, are they signed artists?
That's a very good question. As far as I know, one of them is signed.
Yes.
The other two are not.
Okay.
So, I find it very interesting that an artist would, you know, use the internet as a promo tool because, I mean, I'm writing and recording some stuff here and there, but, you know, even just me floating the idea to the person I'm working music with, I'm like, hey, you know, maybe we should give some of our stuff away for free. I'm like, you know, whatever. Like, I'd just be happy, you know, if someone heard my stuff. You know, I don't really care if I made 69 cents out of this.
Yes.
But, you know, some people are still very attached to the notion of, I want to get paid for this.
Yes.
You know, I recognize that it's your work of creativity and you should be paid for it. But I think as an upcoming artist, you know, one should entertain the
thought.
You got to build some hype, and sometimes it's worth giving it away for free.
Yes.
Just to start off with.
I think it's become more common since MySpace, though, that people would at least give away like one or two tracks for free.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that, you know, I've kind of noticed around, like, as albums are coming out mm-hmm. or before they come out, like, an artist will say, oh, you can get this, you know, this track that's
but
on
would
the
it
CD.
Be, yeah, would it be, like, a buzz single? Would it be the official single? Because sometimes they would just give you a bonus track that they don't care whether it charts or not, but they'll make sure that people pay money to get the single.
Oh, well, I don't know because I don't deal in singles, Dave.
Okay, but you know what's really interesting is that, you know that song by Kesha, TikTok?
Yes.
That song was actually given away free on her website for about 2 or 3 months before mm-hmm. it started charting, before radio started picking it up and started moving it. So I was one of those people that, you know, got on the Kesha bandwagon before, yes. you know, she became ubiquitous. And
you reluctantly got on that bandwagon from what I remember.
I reluctantly got on it when the album came out because yeah. I liked TikTok when I first heard it.
Yeah.
I'm one of those snobby people that like music before it becomes saturated on commercial radio.
Oh, okay.
Radio.
So music snobs exist in pop music as well as in indie music.
Oh, yeah. Totally do. I mean, there are always pop music snobs out there. You know, you can find them on like pop justice forums or whatever. But, you know what? Having said that, a lot of these artists, in fact, I would say 2 out of 3 of these artists I'm presenting tonight are quite big on those said pop music circles where, mm-hmm. you know, these people get off on the fact that they're enjoying these up-and-coming artists before the world does.
Yes.
So the 3 artists I've got tonight is Simon Curtis. Mm-hmm. He's an American electropop artist. So if you like boy band pop, you would like his stuff. And then there's Mpo and Flory, both from the UK. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting. I'll start with, and this is what I'm going to do because normally I do an album in a blend, yes. Jade, as you know. Mm-hmm. But tonight I feel like I didn't want to make like a, we didn't have time to dip into all 3 of their stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll just pick 2 tracks and we'll talk about their sound and we'll give you guys a listen mm-hmm. to the free material they're giving away. So let's start with Simon Curtis. So like I said before, if you're a fan of kind of noughties boy band pop, say NSYNC.
Oh, okay.
To me, he feels like a one-man boy band.
Okay.
The melodies are there, the hooks are there, but it's kind of like dirty, slutty electro.
Does he have the video clips? Because, like, to me, boy bands are all about their video clips.
And the choreography?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm yet to actually see any music videos from him, so I don't know if he's filmed them and I'm just oblivious
yeah.
or what. But, yeah, look, I think fans of say maybe Britney, mm-hmm. You know, electropop Britney, they might like his stuff. So have a listen to this. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Simon Curtis.
Different Strokes, free album in the blend. Simon Curtis.
Here's the thing, yeah, we started our friends, but this is not a Kelly Clarkson song and not how it ends. Oh, everything I thought about you was lies. Thought that I knew you, but you were disguised. Everything I thought about you was bogus. I speak for the both of us, time to say bye. Save face and get out of town. And take the car you're driving and just turn it around. Cause you're a nutcase, you're freaking me out. I'm sorry that you hate me cause I just wasn't down. You're a filthy piece of trash. Gotta brush you off my shoulder. Gonna let you kiss my ass. You're a Diablo, a Diablo, a Diablo, a Diablo. I can't count all the times that I had to say I'm sorry. For wanting something with a few more bits than my Atari. For play a game, boy, they said it would get old. But sometimes boys like me are curious and can't be told. Now, you came along and had me say, baby, grab a hold of the joystick. Take control of the motion. I can feel it when you're. Baby, you make all of the choices. Other players can join us. If you're feeling like you wanna play games. If you wanna play games.
It did kind of sound like something I might want a robot dance to, Dave.
Look, Jade, the fact that you robot dance at all, it's just fascinating for me.
Yes. So, I totally robot danced for you on Saturday night.
Yeah, look, I mean, Jade's been doing this thing lately where she's going out a lot with us and she's got a lot of moves to show off.
Yes, I totally built a repertoire.
You too. So that was Simon Curtis. If you like it, you can download the album off simon-curtis.com. Our next artist here is Mpo. I think that's how it says. It's MPHO, Mpo. So she's a South African / British artist that's making a colourful blend of new wave, pop and funk.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like she's kind of doing stuff that the indie community community can appreciate.
Okay.
And the pop world can appreciate.
Let me be the judge of it.
Let you be the judge of it. Okay. So this is a track from, this is two tracks from her album Pop Art.
Different Strokes free album in the blend. Mpo, Pop Art.
Why you would think the indie community would get behind it. It's got, like, it does kind of sound like a lot of the female artists that are coming out of the UK at the moment. It's got that very kind of...
It's borderline indie pop. Yeah,
that kind of crossover appeal thing that happens, you know, that's happening for Kate Nash and Lily Allen and all of those.
Yeah, so that was Mpo, and she's actually the one that I know is actually signed to a label. So she's done a 5-album deal with EMI Parlophone.
Five album
deal, I know. That's promising,
like,
right?
That sounds like a lot.
I know. They must either really see potential in her or someone's fabricating.
Yeah.
In any case, if you want to grab her free album, Pop Art, just go to myspace.com/MPHO Sounds. The next artist, which now this one, Jade, I feel that could really take off with our Different Strokes community.
Okay.
Because we are kind of like a cult.
Yeah, we totally are.
Our enclosure. her name is Flory. She is a British drummer,
mm-hmm.
producer and singer who has been in Xenomania's camp for years. Now, you might be familiar with me talking about Xenomania every now and then as the, you know, super mega pop production songwriting group or
now
cult.
I'm picturing some sort of factory, like, yeah, where pop music is made.
Actually, it's quite similar to that, except they're located out in country.
Yes.
You know, country, England somewhere. So so she has actually been in the Xenomania camp for a while. She played drums on a couple of Girls Aloud's tracks, I believe.
Okay. Drums are awesome.
Yes, she's a drummer and she's hot.
Mm-hmm.
She's also a part-time model, I think.
I'm going to write both of those things down on my list.
On your list of, what to look for in a girlfriend. Her name is Flory, like I said, and her style of music is kind of like a raw indie dance pop. You see, I'm using the word indie a lot because I feel that it's not cheesy or overproduced.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment. She reminds me a lot of Annie. So if you're a fan of Annie, you might like her stuff. She is yet to be signed, that's what her website says, but she is actually creating a lot of buzz
mm-hmm.
on her own now by just giving out tracks for free.
And she's been banging on about her for weeks.
Yeah, I really want her on our show, actually. It would be fun to talk to her.
Yeah.
She's got heaps of songs out on her website, and most of them are remixes. My recommendations will be Call 911 or Fascinate Me. We'll hear them now, of course. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes free album in the blend. Flory.
Number one, we don't need love. Remember, number one, we don't need love. Remember, number one. We don't need love. Remember, number one, we don't need love.
call 911, she's on the run. 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 Oh boy, better get on your bike. All the girls who wanna take a ride. Never one to wanna compromise. I'm the chase and you're my FBI. Not gonna get you off your head. Don't you wanna take a ride instead? Just remember every word I said. Baby, blow up, bang, bang, you're dead. Are you ticking on the line like a time bomb? Are you picking up the pace, got your face on? Are you making my escape, keep away from? Are you calling them the chase, wanna race on? I crack the code. Are you watching me, baby, lose control? Oh, ooh, oh, I'm running there, gonna go crazy. Gotta get, gotta get, gotta get, gotta get.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. That's all we got time for today. I did quite like that.
Yeah, so if you want to grab more Flory music, you can go to flory.com. She's got heaps of MP3s and remixes there. So yes.
And while you're there, make sure you say, come on Jade and Day's show.
Yeah, come on Different Strokes. We'd love to have a chat with you, girl.
Yeah.
In fact, any of the three tonight, any of our three for free,
yeah,
free for free artists.
Open invitation.
Open invitation.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.